Right. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Bobby said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat
got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is Wednesday the 14th, 2012, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the troublemaker, the guy that we call the other guy.
The troublemaking other guy.
And folks, if you're new to the radio station or the radio show, thank you for joining us. We are the Christians that the atheists love to hate. The conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice that pro-murders wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise. Yes, we are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty. Welcome to the show. Now, folks, if you'd like to know who we are, what it is that we look like, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to go to my Facebook, please do. I'm getting inundated right now, and I appreciate that. Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. Or you can follow me on my Twitter account. Twitter 1 there. Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter. Bradley Dean 1. And folks, again, if you'd like to be a part of the show, it's an hour program. If you'd like to give us a call, please do. Don't wait till the last segment. 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Folks, we are turning talk radio into do radio, and indeed we are. Just go online and check it out.
There is much online, folks. We've got, obviously, Facebook for Sons of Liberty. You can run international. You can find Bradley's Facebook. But also, too, just following the headlines and what the press has been going on, we've had a number of different outlets. We had a newscast in here yesterday doing another story, and it's going all over the place. A little tiny town of 800 in Dunkerton, Iowa, exploded into going national. Now it's on
and we're grateful for
that. The AP has picked it up on all the wires. USA Today had it covered. You can go into Wisconsin. You can go into Minnesota. You can go in a variety of different outlets. We just did some number of interviews this morning on multiple stations that are syndicated in national and international programs. So a lot of people want to know what the stir is all about. And folks, the stir is about truth. And you can check that out at our Facebook or at sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's a lot of it.
You have 50,000 hits on the one about homosexuality.
Oh, that's right.
Which was a non-issue during the assembly until the media made it an issue, folks.
Yep.
See, what they do is they attack, and then they cry victim. They attack, they cry victim. They say, well, aren't you bullying? Go online, folks, and you'll find out who's doing the bullying.
That's right.
You'll also understand the mind of a Marxist, a communist, and a radical. The radicals say, shout, and then shoot.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Don't ask questions. Don't put things into perspective. Don't actually print the truth or, you know, broadcast the truth, because if you did that, well, then you might not have as many listeners as you wanted to had you told them the truth.
That's true.
Isn't that interesting?
Because then it's not all about him or truth or what really is true. It's about what we want.
Can I also say, Jake, too, that piece that you did has 53,000 on it. I'm sorry, in one day, folks, 53,000 hits. It's gone viral now. If you can also check out BreitbartTV.com. You can also check out WorldNet Daily.
That's right.
You can also check out the AP, Associated Press, Washington Post, Fox News. I'm going to play a piece for you in just a couple minutes here. Fox News, an investigative reporter called up, and he said, Bradley, can I come and do an interview? And I said, absolutely. Open our doors wide. He came out. First thing he said when he walked in, wow, I didn't expect it to be like this. I said, what do you mean by that? I knew what he meant. What he meant to say is, boy, I thought you guys were like some little cult hanging out in a little a bunker somewhere out in the middle of nowhere. No, no, we're right downtown Annandale, Minnesota, for all to come in and see who we are and what it is that we do. They don't know how to respond to people that aren't hiding anything.
That's right.
And then the second thing he said is, he goes, I didn't really expect this from you. And I said, expect what from me? He goes, you're just very courteous. You're very cordial and very engaging. And I said, thank you. I said, why don't you say that to the people during your broadcast? Yeah. So, folks, when we come back from this break, which is coming up in 2 minutes, I'm going to play this piece for you. And by the way, what he doesn't know, well, he should know because we were right behind him.
Mm-hmm.
What we do is when we have interviewers or news outlets come into the office here or wherever we're at, if we're on the road, we always videotape them. Mm-hmm. And we might just have to bring in some of the stuff that he kind of conveniently left out. Oh, and by the way, 76% of those that report your papers or broadcast through the media, they believe homosexuality is the norm. And what's also interesting about that is we had a homosexual down here. By the way, he was a really cool guy. But boy, oh boy, did he just keep going after the homosexual questions, trying to catch us in our words, trying to create something. As a matter of fact, when he broadcast, you know what he said? Again, folks, keep in mind, the situation at Dunkerton, homosexuality was a non-issue.
That's right.
They're making it an issue, okay? Because they got to create a monster so they can play the victim.
Right.
Now, what's interesting is on the front page, you know what it says? It was supposed to be a message of tolerance and bullying.
Oh.
Folks, who said that? Although I do talk about bullying in public schools, you know what I said? Do you remember Eric Dillon and Eric and Dillon Klebold? Eric Harris and Dillon Klebold, April 20th, 1999, when they went into Columbine High School and shot it up? That's where I talk about bullying. I was talking about bullying a long time before the homosexuals got in there and said, hey, we need to do that so we can play the victims. I say, you know, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. And I say, you know what? That's the furthest thing from the truth. Eric and Dillon were picked on constantly, and that's why they finally snapped
the product.
Folks, we need to look out for each other. That's my version of bullying. Had nothing to do with homosexuals, folks. Come right back after this break. You got Bradley and Jake. I'm going to play a piece from Fox 9 in Minneapolis, and I'm going to give you a quote as to the accusations that they're slinging and slunging. Be right back.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. 833-0747 or go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
Jacob Bradley are leading the way with a few others in this attempt to get Christians and Christian populists to understand that we are the new cultural, countercultural movement, and one which is much more powerful than the countercultural movement of the 60s, which has failed. So what I like about the Sons of Liberty is they understand that.
Become a son or daughter of liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. And talking about how a high school last Thursday in Dunkerton, Iowa, has enraged less than 1.8% of the population of America. But isn't it amazing that the media has it out there like everybody's so angry at about a positive assembly that the students totally loved, and here comes a couple adults to ruin it for them all. And then the media, of course, has to get in there and do their stuff, you know.
The children trapped in adults' bodies.
Yeah.
And the media, which, well, maybe they're children trapped in adults' bodies.
Controversy
too,
is only dreaded by them that advocate errors. I'm curious to know why I'm always the last one called when they do their reports.
Yeah.
How come they're not saying, hey,
maybe they don't
why
know
don't
your
you
number.
Come in and do your program for all of us in this arena in Waterloo, Iowa?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you do that and let the people decide? No. We got to demonize.
I'll tell you what they
say.
We got to
sling and slang and slung the lies.
I'll tell you what they say. Well, you know, I'm supposed to be objective in
this
whole thing.
Or a neutral.
I'm neutral.
No, you're neutered. They want to stay neutered.
Impotent?
Yes. Totally.
Impotent.
Then they wonder why they have no kids.
That's right.
Yeah. Anyways. So what's one to say?
Don't point the finger, though. Don't point it too hard.
Huh. Anyways, I wanted to play a piece for the people about Fox Channel 9 yesterday. They came in here. Very cool guys. Both of them were, actually. And the reporter, who happened to be a homosexual, and that was his whole report, by the way, comes in. Whoa, I didn't expect this. It's the first thing he says to me. I said, cool, why don't you tell the people that when you do your report? Mm-hmm. He said, man, he goes, you're very cordial and very engaging. I said, well, thank you. Why don't you tell those people that are going to watch your report tonight? He goes, you're going to watch it at 9? I said, I'll be watching it at 9. I said, you know what? I'm starting to like you. Just get out of here. I said that a couple times. I said, Jay, quit talking to him. You're going to start to like him. You always like reporters. For the most part, they're always really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Until you see what they report.
Yeah.
So you got to be careful.
That salesman that sells you that used car, he's always honest and trustworthy.
Yeah, he's not going to come up to you like he had no coffee in the morning, you know, angry.
What do you want? Do you like want a car?
Yeah. It's not.
Give me a break.
It's not like he's going to come up to you and start, you know, smacking you around.
I'm a liar. What do you want a car from me for?
Yeah.
Gosh.
Isn't that interesting? So anyways, in saying that, I want to play this piece. It was on Fox News last night. And folks, just notice this. Notice the personal attacks. They made it personal. All right, here we go.
They call him Minnesota's junkyard prophet. And some parents and teachers in Iowa say Bradley Dean's presentation to a local high school was just that, junk.
Yeah. Included in that assembly were pictures of aborted fetuses and men dying of AIDS, along with some outrageous claims. Tonight, Dean is defending himself and his message in a rare television interview. Tom Lydon has the exclusive for us, Tom.
Well, Bradley Dean's youth ministry made this presentation at Dunkerton High School last week. That's near Waterloo, Iowa. School administrators say it was much different than a lecture he gave there nearly a decade ago. But if they had simply Googled Bradley Dean, they might have known what they were in for. Wherever he goes, controversy seems to follow.
Would you allow your son or daughter to spend the night at Elton's house?
Can you stop for a second?
Public school.
Guys, first of all, I just wanted to let you know that Jake was the one that did the high school assembly.
Right.
This is where they blew it right off the bat.
You know, I've seen so many posts of Bradley Dean at assembly. Above is a video of me. Now, if anybody's seen Bradley, he's quite a bit taller than I am, and he has a lot longer hair.
Elvis Presley looking.
Exactly.
Buff.
Buff.
My wife would say.
I'm the opposite of that. I'm
Sid
about
looking.
2'6". I look like a mole. I have a big mole on my face.
Bent nose.
I'm losing my hair.
Bear patch.
I squeak when I talk.
Yeah.
And I don't know how they got us confused.
Well, you got a good heart. God's got a good heart in there, so that's all I
matter. What good is that? The press doesn't care about heart.
And you know what's terrible about all this? Is your wife sitting back there saying nothing to me right now, Jake.
What?
She's absolutely allowing this.
She would disagree with everything.
This landslide of criticism falling upon the head of her husband. This is ridiculous.
As a matter of fact, that's why I'm bringing it up.
Okay, I just wanted to stop right in the center, folks. Bradley Dean's assembly. Folks, just right off the bat, I didn't do the assembly. Jake did the assembly. Keep going.
Hello. Would you allow your son or daughter to spend the night at Elton's house?
It was supposed to be a public school assembly on bullying and tolerance. But the speaker took a turn with the lyrics of Elton John and Lady Gaga.
That's the same thing as somebody who chooses to be sexually deviant, to go out and be promiscuous, to commit adultery, to fornicate, to engage in homosexual lifestyle. She's putting the two together saying this is how I was born.
Can you stop for a second? Really quick. I heard you talk about fornication.
Yep. Sex before marriage.
Before marriage. I heard you talk about adultery.
Yep.
I heard you talk about sexual deviancy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I heard you talk about homosexuality.
Yeah.
Okay. The other thing I wanted to interject real quick, who said anything about an anti-bullying assembly or a tolerance sent forth message? No, it's an American constitutional message is what it is.
Yeah.
You can put bullying on either side of that, by the way, folks. Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead.
Sexual lifestyle. She's putting the two together saying this is how I was born.
Some parents and teachers were outraged by that and pictures of aborted fetuses. The man behind the lecture, none other than Bradley Dean.
Isn't it interesting how the liberals and the radicals work? They attack and then they cry victim.
Yeah, that's right.
Victim of what?
From his ministry in quiet little Annandale, the tracksuit preacher is still battling the culture wars, both on his radio show and in lectures to more than 300 schools across the country.
I knew there was a little bit of controversy over the issue of showing the aborted babies. Then we just said, well, if you're going to advocate it, then show the kids what it is. And they said, well, it's offensive. And we said to them, well, it's supposed to be offensive.
But there was at least one blatant falsehood from one of Dean's preachers, Jake McCauley.
You know, the average age death of a homosexual male is 42 years old. Yeah, his actions literally kill him.
I don't tell them that being homosexual is bad. I never do that.
You just told them that they live to be 42, and that fact's
not
correct.
Well, isn't that a dangerous lifestyle?
But the fact's not correct.
Is it not? Yeah, it is.
In fact, that number comes from a small study of gay men in Vancouver during the peak of the AIDS crisis.
Stop for a second really quick there. Okay, you said, the news anchor did, that that's not true. Wow. And Jake said, yes, it is true. And then he comes back on his report, if anybody didn't catch this, and said, this comes from a small number of homosexuals in Vancouver.
Well, with AIDS.
Isn't that what Jake just got done saying?
Exactly. It's disgusting.
And he said it was false, and then he affirmed what Jake said. Did anybody catch that, or is that just me?
But he didn't like that fact, so of course.
He didn't. Yeah, okay, let's go on here, guys. Come on. Come on.
Is it not? Yeah, it is.
In fact, that number comes from a small study of gay men in Vancouver during the peak of the AIDS crisis.
That's what Jake
and
said.
And keep in mind, this is during an assembly on bullying. Dean says he doesn't see the connection.
They're trying to stop anybody that's objectionable to the homosexual lifestyle to suppress their free speech. That's exactly what's going on.
Well, I think their view is that the school district should provide a safe environment for all kids.
That's right. That's right.
But they're homosexual. Right? Well, it's not special. Right? It's not special to say that the gay kids shouldn't be picked on.
Okay.
That's not special.
Okay.
Right?
Dean has his detractors, but he also had plenty of supporters down in Iowa, too. And with every controversy, like his prayer before the legislature, he gets more press, like this full-page spread in the New York Times. One thing's clear, Bradley Dean's not stopping or going away anytime soon.
Do you feel like these messages are appropriate messages in a public high school?
Absolutely. It's constitutional. It's an American message.
In person, I have to say, Dean is remarkably cordial and engaging. His critics say that's also what makes him so dangerous, especially with an impressionable audience of high school students. The school superintendent down in Dunkerton, Iowa, says they'll be carefully screening speakers in the future and is vowing this won't happen again.
Now, I got a question for you. Dangerous to who? That was, by the way, that was personal. That was totally personal. I'll give him a compliment, and then what I'll do is I'll throw a wet blanket on it on the very end of that.
Yeah.
And I'm just kind of curious, who am I dangerous to? Mm-hmm. I said it was an American constitutional message. I'm not the one asking for the laws to be overthrown. I'm not the ones beating at the foundations of our country like this administration
right. And
the homosexual agendas are doing.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, what I'd like to read, and by the way, I showed this to him, I said, it's amazing how the radicals work. They attack and they cry victim. Did you know that Obama appointed Chai Feldblum, an open lesbian who was nominated to serve as commissioner of the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission? Listen to what Chai said. I believe granting liberty to gay people advances a compelling government interest, that such an interest cannot be adequately advanced if pockets of resistance to a societal statement of equality are permitted to flourish, and hence that law that permits no individual exceptions based on religious beliefs will be the least restrictive means of achieving the goal of liberty for gay people.
Mm.
So who's this working against, folks? If you stand up against the homosexual lifestyle, that pocket of resistance must be squelched.
Yep.
Your religion has nothing to do with it. We must eradicate the First Amendment. What did I say during the report? This is aimed at freedom of speech.
Yep.
It is. They can teach him in health class that it's okay to sodomize. They'll show him how to sodomize. They'll show him how to have oral sex. They'll show him how to put on a condom. All right? But to say anything contrary to that, see, this is what happens when the American people forsake our laws.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly
right. You open the door to the lawless, and then they want their rights.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, that's why you're in trouble today. You got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. We're going to take these phone calls right when we come back. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977, or check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that thousands of industrial toxins, including aluminum, heavy metals like mercury and lead, and even nuclear radiation, have contaminated the air, food, and water supply and are lodged inside your body? These contaminants are poisoning your body from the inside out. No, the government doesn't care, nor will they save you. Do nothing, and these accumulated toxins may slowly lead to degenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, heart disease, or cancer. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Liquid Zeolite is the best natural all-round remedy to safely and effectively remove all kinds of toxins from your body. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, heavy metal poisoning, memory loss, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe and amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Obama appointed Che Feldblum, an open lesbian who was nominated to serve as commissioner of the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. Chai stated, "I believe granting liberty to gay people advances a compelling government interest, that such an interest cannot be adequately advanced if pockets of resistance," in other words, you got to shut them down, "to a societal statement of equality are permitted to flourish, and hence that a law that permits no individual exceptions based on religious beliefs will be the least restrictive means of achieving the goal of liberty for gay people." By the way, what is she saying in essence? She's got to create laws to shut down free speech.
That's right. You create a law around something that you're trying to protect. Now, if you take that law and you turn it against itself, now no longer are you protecting anything. You're actually attacking something. And that's what this agenda
does. That's what radicals
do.
Folks, what they do is they attack and then they cry victim. They attack, they cry victim. Go ahead, Jake.
So, folks, if you want to see these videos that we've been just talking about of what happened in the school, what the settings were, you can go right to the Sons of Liberty Facebook. Both of them are up there. Sons of Liberty on Facebook. You can also Google search Dunkerton, Iowa School Assembly, and this is on YouTube. Dunkerton, Iowa School Assembly on YouTube. Folks, we're on the Washington Post. Breitbart covered it. It's on Breitbart TV. We're on MRC TV. We're also on The Blaze, and I'm sure there's a whole
Glenn
host
Beck's
of
business,
things.
Yeah.
People keep picking it up and running with it. And the awesome part of it is you know what they're all doing? They're all posting what was said in the school. So, folks, you want to see what was said in the school, what all this controversy is about, go to the Sons of Liberty Facebook. Both the videos, the top two, homosexuality, that topic, and abortion, that topic. And both of those topics are coming from the perspective of we're talking about what bands say about the two topics.
They're killing the messenger.
It's their lyrics.
People are waiting to hear this. Mm-hmm. This is what took place when we went back into Waterloo, Iowa. We get into Iowa. I look down, getting into the hotel. On the front page, they're coming back, folks. Street Teams got kicked out of all their stores. We got Street Teams, folks. Because people believed what the lying media promulgates on a daily basis. And promulgate is the right word. They're trying to bring forth policy over law, that's when right. In fact, policy follows law. So let's go ahead and play this piece. This is after last night's confrontation contending for the truth with the parents. I think it's great. Go ahead.
We start this morning with a story that has many people talking. Members of a group that led a controversial assembly at Dunkerton High School last week came back to the area last night to share their side of the story.
They say they've been misrepresented by media reports and by those who complained about their presentation. News Channel 7's Bob Waters was at this recent meeting.
Even before the meeting started, about a dozen people stood outside Faith Assembly of God to protest the group. Dunkerton 11th grader Brooke Lavelle helped organize it.
They came to us. Nobody got the option to say anything. They monopolized the entire event and put us down.
It's offensive, and I'm telling you what, the accusations that have been slung, they're offensive, folks.
Inside the church, group founder Bradley Dean took the stage before more than 75 people to explain the message they brought to Dunkerton students. At times, the meeting became heated, but he blames the media for twisting the story and inflaming those who disagreed with his message.
When I left, there was nothing wrong with anything. Everything was great. And then when I got home, I found out what all of a sudden here comes this anti-gay ministry. And it's like, you know what? I'm tired of that. That wasn't even brought up during the assembly at all.
Dean told this group his Christian ministry believes being gay is a sin, abortion should be stopped, and teens should practice abstinence. Fellow group member Jake McCauley showed the controversial parts of the presentation, what they say are inappropriate song lyrics from Elton John, Eminem, and Metallica, accompanied by pictures of dead babies.
He was basically exemplifying what the bands were teaching the kids. And in this particular group, they were teaching kids infanticide. And he said, how many know what infanticide is? The kids didn't know what it was. So he showed them a picture of infanticide.
I want to say thanks for the help.
Some parents appreciate the group's message and how they present it. Meantime, Dean says he'd come back if asked.
At Dunkerton, we were here twice, so they already knew who we were. They trusted us. A lot of the schools that we've done two and three and four times. So this shouldn't be no surprise to anybody as to what took place there. And if it was, I surely would. If we were trying to hide something, I would have never came back in a million years.
Meantime, some parents last night wondered why there wasn't
a
permission
form set on the end
students
there.
About this
permission
assembly.
Form.
And that's Superintendent Jim Stanton told us last week.
Yeah. You know, what I did, folks, is I also read off a disclaimer basically asking the question, what was he apologizing for? It didn't make any sense, and we went through the whole thing. What is he apologizing for rejecting the use of illegal drugs?
Oh.
Is he apologizing for rejecting the stupidity and waste of teenage suicide and adopt an attitude of hope? Is he apologizing for the fact that we're teaching kids to question the use of some illegal in the 50s, folks, psychotropic drugs that come with a warning of potential depression and have been linked to suicide in teenagers? What's he apologizing for? To totally reject the message of hatred and murder, including the hatred and murder of parents and some so-called music being sold to our kids today? What's this superintendent apologizing for? Reject the negative influence of a hateful, nihilistic message in an entertainment in anywhere that it might appear? Mm-hmm. What's he apologizing for, folks? Reject the physical risks and emotional and spiritual complications of premarital sex and abortion, which is encouraged and promoted through bands who glorify infanticide, abortion, murdering babies? What is this guy apologizing for? Reject the notion that the gay lifestyle is totally natural and will lead to happiness or support the family-oriented goals of our Constitution and common law practices. See, folks, we have the truth and the law on our side. What's this guy apologizing for? I don't get it. You know, it's interesting, folks, these tolerant, loving homosexuals that were there yesterday, I walked up out there because no one was reaching out to them. They were protesting me, and I wasn't even the one that did the assembly. I walked out there, and I said, hey, have you guys seen these pink and blues? I wanted to have a little fun with them. They wouldn't even look at me. I said, okay, so you don't want one, so I walked over to the next girl. And it was a mother. By the way, it was the two ladies that were leading up all this anger and this hatred and intolerance towards heterosexuals. And so I went to the next girl. She said, don't you talk to her. That's my daughter. I thought to myself, here we go again. Attack and cry the victim. Attack and cry victim. Attack and cry victim. Victims of what, people?
It's the playbook.
I need to know. What are they the victims of? This one young lady on the television program that was aired yesterday in Waterloo, Iowa, said that they didn't let us say anything. They put us down. What put you down? Elton John's lyrics? Well, then so be it. Jake asked the question. You were offended by that. What you're doing is you're acting out what your conscience is convicting you of. I actually told Jake and my wife when I got down there, I said, listen, after we met with the leaders out there, I said to him, I said, I don't think we're dealing with the students at all. I think we're dealing with a couple angry parents. And then when the parents came there yesterday, it was interesting. They were shouting the most. And I said, so how was the assembly? We weren't there. That's what I thought. Mm-hmm. By the way, we did win a lot of people. The majority of the people, hands down, they said 75 people. I think there was probably 75 to 125 people there that love their students enough out of a student population of 215 young people.
Yeah, that drove outside of their city, by the way.
Yeah.
Couldn't do it in their city.
That they were there angry with what the media reported. But they didn't report that. They didn't want you to know that the majority of the people didn't believe what they said. You just have those people, as we say at the beginning of our radio show on a daily basis, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. You always have one or two people out there that will believe what they say. Yet, during the assembly, we'll ask the student population, how many believe what the media reports? You know what they do? Nobody's hands goes up. They don't shoot their hands up because they don't believe it until it happens, and then they act out what they say they don't believe. Boy, that's double-minded, isn't it? It's ridiculous. Students were angry that there was parents that weren't there that were protesting. They were angry. Oh, and then, folks, at the very end of it, it turned out great. It was fantastic. I looked at some of these two ladies. They were angry at us, and I just said, no, wait a second. This isn't us against you. This is what the media's problem. This is what they're promoting. We have one constitution. Let's come together on that. You know as well as I do, they shouldn't be teaching that stuff in public schools. One lady that was angry said, no, I agree. What a mess. I mean, some angry elves, folks. Absolutely ridiculous. But here comes the media promoting this administration's agenda. Anti this and anti that. And folks, I don't know if it's just me or not, but folks are tired of that.
That's right.
All over the country. If it's not the race card, it's the sexual card. Folks, it's not a school's job to teach your kids how to have oral sex or anal sex. It's not. And by the way, we didn't go there to subvert the values of the people. We went there to support the values of the people. So anyways, in saying that, Jake, did you want to add too before we take this phone call real quick?
Yep, the community's values are served. And you see, when the media comes in, they are diametrically opposed to what the community's values are. Folks, and I heard it again this morning on one of the talking heads, we are by far, easily, when I say conservative, I mean in our morals and our values, our Judeo-Christian morals and values in this nation, easily, hands down. The media represents one or two, that's it. They got a microphone, and they don't know how to react when you go grab that microphone from them and say, no, this truly is the voice of the people. Not just a few people, not just what we want to propagate. That's a better word, I think. Propagate.
Promulgate means to take and to try to legalize something.
That's right. Promulgate would be a law.
It's proclaiming is what it means.
Yep. So when they do that, obviously we see, and this is where the dominoes always fall, on the side of the truth when both perspectives are presented.
We're going to take this phone call right when we come back, folks. Last chance, 1-877-807-9977. Be right back.
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they are also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Now, folks, real quick, talking about the assembly that's stirring up all this national news right now. One of the girls came up to the microphones because we had an open mic yesterday when we were confronting the issue of the media. And one girl came up and she said, has this happened before at another school? I said, yeah, I have them online opposing our Constitution. I had one school shut me down. Do you guys remember the picture of Samuel Armus, the famous picture of the baby putting his hand outside his mother's womb and grabbing the doctor's finger? I had a principal shut that down. I want to say this, folks. The doors aren't shut on America. They're wide open. America has forsaken its watch. It's incredible. Yesterday I said this to one of the first things I said during the meeting. I said, where's the church? Who's going to pick the ball up for a next generation? Who's fighting for them? Who loves them enough?
Well, they can tell who does, and that's who's going to act on their behalf.
We had a little pansy at the very end of the meeting come up and just say, you know, I'm a licensed preacher. I'm a licensed teacher, youth minister. And he gets up there, folks, in front of everybody, and he goes, I just don't know if God's happy about this. The Lord's happy about this. Just check your spirit.
A weeping.
And it's like, you know what? I walked up to the mic, and I said, you know what? Let love be without dissimulation. Let love be unfeigned. The Bible tells me it's a good fight of faith. Not sit around and see if we're offending people. If Jesus had a t-shirt, it would have said, I've come to offend. He didn't come to tell the world everything's okay. Your kids are being subject to indoctrination in public schools, and here's a pastor coming up? Man, it's interesting how they love to bear the name of Christ, but they don't bear the character, folks.
And the credentials.
None at all. I said, why did Christ get hung up on the cross? Because he was a nice guy or because he confronted the world for its evil? John 7:7, John 15. It's a lack of love, folks. It's a lack of love to just subject your kids. I told some young people that came up and said, man, that was great. This is awesome. Are you guys going to play again? I said, you know what, guys? I said, now you see what it takes. Stand up and fight for your generation.
That's right.
I said, because what I'm showing you is what nobody ever showed me.
That's right.
Because my generation has been subjected to everything and protected from nothing. Emily, you got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Hey, I was calling in to ask, how in the world is it even constitutional for the news media to twist it like they're doing, like twisting the truth?
Well, they're
telling all these lies. How is that even included in the Constitution?
Well, they've been doing it for so long. There are laws, but they've been doing it for so long where the American people just let them get away with it. And because they're, you know, allowed to do what they're doing, that's why they're emboldened to continuously do it again tomorrow and the next day and the next day. You have to hold the media accountable, folks.
Yep. And the way to do that, I mean, there's two things. Number one,
if
the media was not selling papers, in other words, the people were not buying the garbage. And I know it's in the decline. I know a lot of these corporations are going bankrupt.
That's definitely happening.
But why is it that people still talk about what's on the headlines?
Yep.
That's number one. You stop buying the trash because then they'll have to change their story. Listen, they're going to follow the money.
Don't actually check out.
But number two, their objective, and this is bigger higher-ups, this is power mongers that buy up mainstream media sources, not to make money, but just to push their agenda.
Yeah.
They're trying to condition you and keep heaping it and heaping it and heaping it, saying the First Amendment, the First Amendment, the First Amendment.
Yep.
The First Amendment does not give you the right to lie. It
gives you
the freedom of speech not to lie.
Yeah.
So the conditioning is, well, just keep pushing it, keep pushing it. Truth gets distorted, and all of a sudden now truth seems like the lie, and lie seems like the truth, and that's how it happens. Is it legal? No. And it's not constitutional, and it's not a liberty that's protected by our Constitution. But if they try to condition and they try to keep it on you, that's what happens.
Yeah.
The second topic I want to bring up is the preacher that you were bringing up, his love, I'll tell you what the demonstration of his love is and what the demonstration of church is, because I know I called a handful of churches in that community that would not have us in. Their demonstration of love is what the kids are not being protected from in public schools.
Yep.
Their definition of love is the way society is right now. Their definition of love is Mr. President Barack Obama
in the White House,
George W. Bush before him, and all the Congress that cheat on their wives, that lie, that are crooks, that can't balance their own checkbook, that have filed for bankruptcy. That's their definition of love.
This is the same media that never calls out this administration for his crimes against the Constitution, folks.
Nor do they protect children. I mean, you brought it up before. They want to, you're being so mean to the homosexuals. Bradley said, why don't we go protect those babies, huh? No hoots, no hollers. All they were was angry because the topic of homosexuality got addressed.
And folks, the couple that we had there, we could still be talking with them right now. There was no reasoning at all.
Nope.
There was none.
Experience
there was no rationale. It's
hard
to be rational with irrational people.
Yep.
It really is. Because, again, as Saul Alinsky rightly said, they shout and they shoot.
That's right.
They shout and they shoot.
Sure.
They don't care about anything else. As a matter of fact, we had some young people there that were angry, and they didn't even know what they were angry about, folks. And how many people in the press on a daily basis are angry at people for the wrong reasons? And I want to tell you what. When the media is targeting somebody, I can tell you 9 times out of 10, that person that they're targeting is probably doing the right thing.
You got it.
And they don't want you to know that. But what do the American people do? They got it so backwards that they allowed it, and that we just don't know. Everybody's suspect now. As a matter of fact, that was the first thing I said yesterday. Isn't it interesting how the media has me suspect for teaching your kids that which is constitutional and lawful?
Yep, and shame on you that put truth into suspect. But that is, again, the demonstration of the church's love. You know, these pastors would rather have you weeping for Jesus in the corner, interceding for the poor children.
Or washing feet somewhere.
Oh, yeah. But not knowing that in context, the shortest verse in the Bible, Jesus wept, the shortest verse in the Bible. Jesus wept because of their unbelief. He wasn't weeping for them. He got up and he said, okay, I need to demonstrate again. And he blew Lazarus out of the grave.
That's right. Amen.
Because they wouldn't believe.
That's right.
He wasn't weeping because he was sad. No, it's not about emotions. It's about standing up and bringing forth change that's demanded leadership, folks. That's all it takes. Yeah. I saw some good parents in there that had kids that were equally as bold because the parents were good.
One,
and the kids came up.
Let me interject this because it was very powerful. All the people that were coming up to the mics, every single one of them were pro our message. The only ones that weren't were the one and two mothers that were in the back that would not reason in any sense of the word.
And didn't want to come
in. And
to
when
the
they spoke up, the majority of the people in the room spoke up and said, we've had had it with your attacks on us. One individual came up and he was broken and he said, I just wanted to, he turned and looked at me and Massey and Jake, and we're not looking for this. This is all glory to God in any, no matter what we do. He turned and he looked at us and he said, thank you for helping me raise my children. Isn't that what love does? We look out for each other. Thank you for helping me raise my children. I'm out there working and you guys are watching my back is what he was saying. He said, thank you for that. He understood. He looked like kind of a tough little boy, too.
Yeah, he did.
Cool guy, military guy. Mm-hmm. Very cool guy, but a big heart.
Mm-hmm.
And it was that great. Folks, I want to leave you with one more thing. This is John Dunphy. Listen to what he said carefully. This is what's going on in public schools in your country. Quote, unquote. I'm convinced that the battle for humankind's future must be waged and won in the public school classroom by teachers that correctly perceive their role as proselytizers of a new faith, converters, a religion of humanity that recognizes and respects the spark of what theologians call divinity in every human being. John Dunphy goes on, the classroom must and will become an arena of conflict between the old and the new. The rotting corpse of Christianity, together with all its adjacent evils and misery, and the new faith of humanism, resplendent with the promise of a world in which the never realized Christian ideal of love thy neighbor will finally be achieved. Folks, your children are under attack, and so are you. And this is about the usurpation of parental rights. Mm-hmm. That's all it's about.
So do wickedness that good may become of it. We're going to show it.
Do wickedness that good may.
That's what his analogy is right there. We're going to force everybody by gunpoint, and then all of a sudden one day, we won't need to use the gun.
Totalitarian means.
Love each other.
That's exactly what this is. This is totalitarian means. This is communistic methods. This is Marxist methods. This is radical methods, folks. You got to wake up. I told my wife, I said, if America doesn't get it right now with this generation, you are in trouble. But I want to tell you this. You have the time. The window's open for you to do the right thing.
Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, that right thing you can find right at Sons of Liberty. You go to that Facebook. This is the right thing. There's two videos on there that talk about the two topics that everybody has stirred up. This is going all over again. We just shared with you. It was on the Washington Post now recently. Yahoo News is calling us. There's a ton of people trying to get the news. What was it? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. The two videos are on there. They're live YouTube videos of the footage taken directly from this assembly that's caused this stir.
Awesome. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. We will talk to you tomorrow. We love you by what we do. And please do pay attention to what we do. Because if it doesn't line up with what we say, we're hypocrites.
That's right.
No, we want to hold the truth in truth, not in unrighteousness. We'll talk to you tomorrow. We love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or go to Bradley Dean Facebook. Folks, also, please do consider supporting us because we need it right now. Thank you.